Okay, so this time I was in Diwali camp. I told you about the seven temples of Vrindavan, and that one temple was remaining. That is Shyam Sundar, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar. That deity, Shyamananda, sit down. That deity, Shyamananda Pandit God. And you know how that deity came? Srimati Radharani, from her heart, she created that deity, and that deity she herself gave it to Shyamananda Pandit. And who is this Shyamananda? Say it properly. Shyamananda Pandit, his name initially was Dukhi Krishna Das. He was a devotee, his name was Dukhi Krishna Das. And he came to Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday Chaitanya was a devotee in Ambika Kalna, who was very much related to Chaitanya Nityananda. That more detailed story I'll tell you when I tell Navadvip Islands. I'll be starting from next Sunday, Navadvip Islands. So in that place, Ambika Kalna, how he was related, he would talk to Gaur Nitai, and Gaur Nitai would walk, deities would walk. That all details I tell you. But for now, his name was Hriday Chaitanya, because Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered his heart, Hriday. Hriday is heart and Chaitanya entered. So his name is Hriday Chaitanya. So Shyamananda, he came to Hriday Chaitanya for initiation. That time, for siksha, for taking spiritual education. At that time, Hriday Chaitanya, he taught him many things. At the same time, he said, you also go to Jiva Goswami for taking further education in spiritual So, Shyamananda Pandit went to Jiva Goswami. So, Jiva Goswami was teaching him all the scriptures. Apart from that, you are learning the scriptures, but at the same time, you have to do seva. Like now I told how you all have to do marathon. This is the seva. Doing a Gita marathon is a seva. You are learning Bhagavad Gita, that's very good. At the same time, you also distribute Bhagavad Gita, so that is a service. So, that is a service to Srila Prabhupada. He is your guru. So, you are doing service to your guru. So, this Shyamananda Pandit, Hriday Chaitanya sent him to Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami thought, now I should give him some service. So he told him, can you can you sweep Seva Kunj? Seva Kunj is a place in Vrindavan where even today, every day, Radha and Krishna come every day and do Rasa Leela. Seva Kunj. How many of you have visited Seva Kunj? 1, 2, 3. Seva Kunj. Achha. There is, so Seva Kunj, every day Radha and Krishna come and they do Rasa Leela. So what happens in the evening when they come and when everybody dances, so everywhere it becomes, you have to clean, no? So every day the sweet, and Radha Krishna coming with the gopis to do Rasa Leela. So that is why Jiva Goswami told Shyamanand Pandit that every day you sweep and keep it clean. So every day he is to sweep. And one day while he was sweeping, he got an ankle belt, Nupur, yeah, Nupur of, he got that Nupur, he took it in his hand and he was seeing that, oh, it doesn't look like from this world, it is so special, it is so special, it must be of some special person. And while he was seeing, at that time, one very beautiful girl came. Her name is Lalita Devi. Actually, she was Lalita Devi. But she had disguised herself and came and she told, oh, did you find one ankle bell here? This Nupur, did you find? So then Shaman Pandit said, yes, I found. But he knew that she's a special personality. He said, does this belong to you? So she said, no, it belongs to my master. That is Srimati Radharani. So she said, can you give it to me? I'll go and give it to her. No. I'll give it to your master only. I'll not give it to you. Because he wanted to see Srimati Radharani. So then Srimati Radharani herself came. And he gave that Nupur, the ankle bell of Srimati Radharani to her. And she was so happy with this service. Very menial service. No? Every day he used to sweep the Seva Kunj. So, she was so happy with the service that she took the ankle bell and she took that and personally with her hand, she pressed on his forehead that Nupur, the ankle bell of Srimati Radharani. She personally kept it, she pressed it on the head of Shyamananda Pandit. So, it became like a tilak, a different type of tilak. So, she put that tilak and she disappeared. Now, when he went outside, So everybody said, what is this nonsense tilak you are putting? So then he did not tell, because Srimati Radharani had told him that you should not reveal, you should not tell this to anyone. So then even if everybody teased him, everybody told about him, he did not mind. He was just continuing his service. Even his guru, Hriday Chaitanya, he also was saying, what is this you have put like this? And Jiva Goswami was also thinking, why he is done like this? And Hriday Chaitanya said, did you take initiation from somebody else? There should be only one guru. Initiation only one guru can be there. Siksha gurus, many gurus can be there. Diksha gurus, only one guru. So he said that you can, what is this? At that time, still he did not say anything. Then Srimati Radharani herself told to Jiva Goswami that it is me who has put that tilak on his forehead, because I am very pleased with his service. So Jiva Goswami became very happy, and he came and told to Hriday Chaitanya that Shyamananda Pandit was blessed with this. And not only that, Jiva Goswami said, from today, initially, up till now, what was his name?
Kalak. Dukhi Krishna.
Dukhi Krishna Das. And from today, I'll name him Shyamananda. Shyama means Srimati Radharani. Shyam is Krishna. Shyama is Srimati Radharani. And Shyamananda, Ananda means happiness. Because he gave happiness to Srimati Radharani, so his name becomes Shyamananda. So from today his name is Shyamananda. Shyamananda Pandit got that deity of, and Srimati Radharani also gave him the deity of Krishna to worship from her heart. I mean, what was there in her heart, and there she gave. And that deity is still there in Radha Shyam Sundar Mandir. There's a small deity that was worshipped by Shyamananda Pandit, and there is a bigger deity of Radha Shyam Sundar. Okay, and that deity, there's a bigger deity of Krishna actually, and that deity was worshipped by Baladev Vidyabhushan. Okay, Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar ki.
Yes,
sir. Anshila Prabhupada ki.